Anyway,
let's record.
Let's record.
Let's record quality podcasts right now.
Let's do a bonus episode. What do you say?
Bonus.
Bonus. Bonus. Bonus. Bonus. Bonus. Bonus. That was my echo. All right, hey guys, we're recording a quick bonus episode here. This will probably be a shorty. We wanted to just kind of let you guys in on a little bit of news, which hopefully we're not sure when this news is going to be officially announced. So we're recording this right now so that we can throw it up as soon as we get the thumbs up from the parties that are.
What's that guy's name that's going to give you a thumbs up?
His name is Max Temkin.
Max Temkin, have people heard that name before?
I hope so. Max Temkin, along with a bunch of other people, I mean, he's not the only guy who did it, but there's a group of guys, but Max Temkin is kind of like the main dude behind the genius that is Cards Against Humanity.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, and I've been a fan of his, well, ever since I first played Cards Against Humanity, frankly. And if you've played that game, that means you are a fan of Max. you might not realize it, but you are. And some of our listeners out there may have heard about this little thing called the Cards Against Humanity Deathmatch. I'm impressed that we
Me too.
That. It was totally spontaneous.
That was totally spontaneous.
Didn't plan that,
wow.
that at all. I'm very proud of us for that.
Me too.
Yeah. So you might have heard about the Cards Against Humanity Deathmatch that those guys are running. The idea is that, well, I'm talking too much. You explain what
that
is.
So the idea was a bunch of people could apply with their games, and they put a game in there, and a prototype unsold, and they want unpublished people. You mm-hmm. put it in there, and you apply to this contest, and they'll pick 16 finalists. Mm-hmm. Those 16 finalists will get a chance at Gen Con to pitch their game to a panel of judges who are all respected people in the game community.
Yep.
Some pretty cool names on that list.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner is chosen at Gen Con, and that winner will receive, correct me if I'm wrong, $7,500 towards the printing of their game.
That's
which
correct.
Must be done through a certain company.
But one of the sponsors.
Right,
of the
which
contest.
Makes sense. And they're probably
Absolutely.
Getting credit towards it, so
yeah.
I would say that's probably a good idea.
Totally.
And then they'll give you a table at Gen Con 2014 to sell your game that you've published with said funds. And they haven't announced, they theoretically just announced the list of 16 finalists
uh-huh.
As we play this. And we haven't looked at it as of now.
Right. So we don't know who the other finalists are. Because like I said, we're recording this in advance.
Right. But we do have some inside knowledge that someone that I know and you guys know made it on that list.
As a finalist. Who do you think that was? I think maybe you know more than I do.
I know that if I had to guess, I would get it wrong. I'm just kidding.
I don't even know what that means.
Neither do I. Well, the guy's name, I believe, is Rob Couch.
Whoa!
Yes!
Yeah, I'm one of the 16 finalists in the Cards Against Humanity Deathmatch.
Which is so crazy
that
awesome.
Is freaking crazy and amazing. And I can't believe it.
With the game?
I can't believe it. With Rocket Wreckers.
That's right.
Rocket Wreckers. The game that started life as Splitters
yep.
so many moons ago on this show and evolved into this new thing that I'm pretty excited about and really, really happy with. Rocket Wreckers is one of the 16 finalists in the Cards Against Humanity Deathmatch. And so I will be fighting against 15 other worthy opponents to win the grand prize.
And luckily, it's not real fighting, because then
no,
Rob would lose.
I would lose.
Then again, you're fighting other gamers. I mean, come on.
It's true. I don't know who the other contestants are, so I'm not
true.
Sure what my chances are.
I'll give you some odds, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we're both really curious to know who the other people
yeah.
that got in
mm-hmm.
were, because obviously they're staying tight-lipped, too, just like Rob is, except
right.
for this episode we're recording that no
right.
one will hear.
I've now told exactly two people. I've told you and my wife.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's it.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's really exciting. I don't really know what to expect. I think more details will be released soon. In fact, you guys, listeners, might know more than I do right now, considering that we're only going to be posting this after the official announcement is made.
Right.
So hopefully that official announcement will come with additional details. So we will know more, soon. Hopefully we'll
right.
see. I don't know exactly.
Right.
But yeah, yeah.
You know what? I really hope. I hope we see some familiar names on the list.
I hope so too.
A lot of the familiar names that we know are published. So
see, that's one of the things. Yeah.
Know, so they're not eligible. So
right. So hopefully, hopefully we'll get some familiar names. Hopefully we'll meet some new people too.
Right.
I think I mean, this is obviously really exciting for me and really exciting for Rocket Wreckers. I think it's also a really exciting thing for this show, for building the game.
Yes.
Because it means we're going to have access and reach into new places, be able to talk to new people and make more contacts so that we can bring you guys, listeners, more content, more information, get you guys, we can get us access to more experience, which we can then share with you guys.
Right.
So, and as much as possible, again, because, you know, this is not my show. This is the show of Cards Against Humanity and the organizers of the contest. But as much as possible, I definitely want to share with our listeners, whatever I can of this process as I experience it.
Right. And if you could just win for us, Rob,
I'll do my best.
You could have an amazing journey to take us through.
Yeah.
That's unlike any journey we've taken so far. And that's, that's what we're always trying to do on the show is take us through new places. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I cannot explain how excited I am. It's going to be so awesome.
Yeah, me too. I'm still a little bit in shock about the whole thing too.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, just because, you know, you have no idea how many people applied, right? I mean, it could have been thousands. It probably was thousands.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands, maybe.
I don't know.
I'm kidding. I mean, there's just, you know, through this show, we've met so many talented people, published and unpublished.
Yep.
And just, you know, for you to make into that top thing is such an honor. Because
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because... Mm-hmm. I know that you beat out people that are also talented game designers, you know, and that's so awesome, you know.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And again, it's important to emphasize that this is only for unpublished designers. So so this is all fresh new talent here, new people who have new you know, new exciting things to present to the community.
Right.
And I expect a real fight here.
Yeah.
So we'll do our best.
Tooth and nail. So that's what we had here. We just wanted to get on the mic and give you guys a little inside reaction to how Rob felt. And now the cool thing is you found this out yesterday, right?
Yesterday, just yesterday.
So yeah, so it's still pretty fresh.
About 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
And then when we were getting together today just to record.
Yeah, so we thought we'd throw this bonus episode together. Also Rob's brilliant idea. So
yeah. So it's pretty cool. Maybe just to tell everybody what my submission process was. I guess if that's
a great idea.
Yeah.
You should do that.
Now they had a web form on the website where you could just type in details of your game and, you know, kind of how the mechanics work, a little basic setup for the concept. And it was really short. It wasn't a lot of space to pitch your game.
Right.
But what I did do is I had already had a print and play version of the game ready to go, and I had written rules for it. And in fact, just kind of because I like doing this, I'd also written like, you know, half page of, I hesitate to call it fiction, but just kind of a half page story setup to kind of say this is the world in which this stuff is happening.
Right.
And I put that on the front on the first page of the rules, and then I put all that onto the Building the Game website. And as a part of the submission form on the website, I also gave them a link back to that print and play version. Now, I don't know if they downloaded it. I don't know if they printed it and played it. I don't know at all. But I think maybe that was probably a big help for me.
Right.
Was for them to go and look at that and read, you know, look over those rules and see that that I'd had something thought out, that it was ready to go, that I had a playable game working. And also, hopefully, by seeing that little bit of fiction there at the start of it, that helped them know that I had a clear vision for the game.
Yeah.
And I don't know this for sure, but I'm guessing maybe that might have been part of why they looked at my game enough to make that decision.
Well, I think, you know, if they're, you know, limiting it down and they get down to like the top 20 or 30, and they're like, okay, we really need to focus on how we're going to decide to do the cutting here. Oh, you know, when they're looking at the files you have, and oh, this guy's got a print and play, or, you know, I mean, I can't imagine that doesn't help.
Yeah.
It certainly doesn't hurt. I mean, unless it's bad, but the game is super awesome. So.
Yeah. So that's really everything I can tell you about what I did so far. You can expect, I think my prototype from GameCrafter is going to be shipping out today or tomorrow, as of when we're recording this. So hopefully I'll be tweeting some pictures of that soon. Likewise, hopefully we'll be able to do another unboxing video and Rocket Wreckers shows up, and you guys can take a look at that. So stay tuned. If maybe that may have already arrived and we already have that posted again, cause I don't know exactly when this bonus episode here is going to be available to you guys. So at any rate, check the website, buildinggamepodcast.com, and there will be more as we know it.
Watch out! Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios.
All the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are the property of the Building the Game podcast.